call to order the meeting of the Maclova Township Zone Board of Zoning Appeals. Today is Monday, June 9th, 2025. If you could please stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, visible, liberty, and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Lines.
Present.
Ross.
Present.
Stanton.
Present.
Stewart.
Present.
Hall.
Present.
Okay, I move to dispense with the reading of the minutes and approve the minutes of May 12, 2025 as submitted by the Board of Secretary.
Second.
On the motion, Ballmer.
Yes.
Lines.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Stanton.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Okay, today we're here for the public hearing to ask for a variance to section 9.12B1. The applicant is requesting a variance to allow a 9,600 square foot pond as opposed to the required half acre minimum pond size in the location of 9956 LaPlante Road, parcel 38-34341. The applicant is Jacob Newcomer. Mr. White, could you give us a...
Sure. So, Jacob Newcomer is requesting a variance to allow a 9,600 square foot pond as opposed to the required one half acre minimum size of pond size of 2,780 square feet. And the property has, you know, has narrowness, and then it has woods in the back. It's got an existing outbuilding. Those are the reasons that he's asking for a variance. It's just the particulars of his property. And then he's included a site plan showing the location of proposed pond and building, and then other features on it.
Great. At this point, we'd like to hear from any witnesses that would like to give some testimony. If you want to come forward one at a time and be sworn in. Okay.
I have another copy of that site plan too, and I appreciate the property.
Okay.
So I just can see it.
Jacob Newcomer, 9956 LaPlante Road, Maclova, Ohio.
Okay. And Jacob, do you swear to tell the truth in your testimony today and the truth so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so just looking to do a smaller pond than what's required. The required is the 21,780 square feet. We're looking to do a 9,600 square foot. One of the big reasonings is because of the lot size and shape. If I were to attempt to do a half acre pond on my property, it would overwhelm the useful space that we have. But we have two outbuildings, and in the back, we raise and breed cattle right now. So I have the pasture in the back corner, and the woods that butts up to the natural parks. So I don't want to disturb. Another reason, my land has a natural grade nearby trees that would make the half acre pond difficult as well, with the parks and stuff behind there. It's intended for recreational use, not irrigation, so the smaller pond would still fit and use. No negative impact towards the neighbors. Quarter acre pond would not impact the neighbors' properties and will properly construct with professional erosion control and safe setbacks, which I do have two of them here today. The pond will be professionally engineered with proper safety features and will meet or exceed all best practices for such a smaller scale of the half acre, and whatever recommendations Eric would have for us as well. We'd make sure to follow all those. As you may be aware, there are properties nearby with smaller ponds on our street. I do have a list of those as well, just for you guys to refer to. Just an idea of their sizes.
And that's just kind of ballpark here. and their sizes. That's measuring off the Google map, so like maybe a couple of feet off.
Then the smaller ponds have less environmental impact. It'd be easier to maintain with clear water, the landscape, the weeds, all that. I was raised on the property in Montclove, actually, with a half-acre pond. There's a lot more upkeep than my mom planned on, but the quarter acre will obviously make that a little easier for us. But then still give it a recreational use for the dogs and the dog daughter.
How deep is it going to be?
I believe they're following the zoning guidelines on that part. I believe the center will be 17 feet.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. And we'd follow all the slopes and other requirements that the zoning requires. It would just be the size would not be there.
Sure. Okay.
So pasture land completely fenced in?
Correct.
So the animals don't get away?
Yep.
Okay. It shows up a little on here.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about it on the one side, I know that there's a zoning regulation just for like a landscape bill with okay. some trees and stuff just to dress it up a little bit.
Okay.
But I believe the zoning is 3 feet.
Yeah, 4 feet.
4 feet is the highest I'd go with that mound.
What happens to your animal waste?
The animal waste, so that's one of the reasons as well that we want to keep it far enough away from them so we're not swimming with some animal waste.
Well, that's another reason for the mounding so that, you get a big gully wall,
yeah.
It's not washing the manure off in the end of the pond.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Half-acre pond, you're going to be taking out the cow pasture, and you certainly don't want to go in the woods.
That's what I would have to do.
Yeah.
Clear it out.
Because you never get rid of the tree roots.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
What kind of soil do you have over there? Is it clay, or are you going to have to bring clay in, or what do you have?
So I did look up the well permits when they dug the well at the house years ago, and so it's sand up until the 12-foot mark, and then hit clay.
Okay.
I'm not sure what we're going to find in the backyard, but what I would bring in then the clay. That way it's not a water going, so we can... Because around here, we get the rain for the first 4 months, and then it's dry the rest of the year, so I don't want to be able to use the pond.
Yeah.
I don't want to have an empty pond 6 months out of the
Take
year.
Take you one summer, right?
Yeah.
I just know a lot of the locations around here, you got sand, you got clay, and didn't know what you get.
Yeah,
what you
so
were
we put our fence
to.
In, it was super sandy, that 4 feet, but I did look up the records from when they dug the well, and they said they had clay at the 10 to 12 mark.
Okay.
So,
who are you going to have install it?
I've had a couple bids now, and I ran into the issue of the permit getting denied because of the size. I stopped talking to everybody because it's their busy time of the year and I didn't want to bother them with something until we either had approval or denial on the size. And then I would start getting bids again.
Do you have any other witnesses that would like to come forward and speak? Or?
I could come in and share with what I know. I mean, other than my group be simply the outward word of what could be funded and what's been settled today.
Okay.
But he's really improving the property. He's third generation Montclover Township. He's a third generation out here. A Montclover person as well.
Yeah.
And
would you mind come up?
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
we
just need to
swear
you in if you're
going to
have it.
Just for the record.
Yeah.
William Barrow, Jr., every 50 in the Indian Court in Maumee, Ohio, with Court Street.
Okay. Could you put your right hand?
Sure.
And you swear the testing you're about to give is to the board of the truth, so help you God.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. So, Jake is improving the property, or has improved the property. Unbelievably, it's beautiful. Everything's beautiful. Everything's in order. Grass always cut. Takes care of it. Loves his home. Looking at the, I was thinking, where do you put this
1 acre, and I was half acre pond at. There's no way you can really make it fit with what you have here. In reference to how are things flowing? You're raising a family. They're young. They married a couple years ago, was it? And so this is only the only way the pond itself could fit into the property and function. He definitely takes care of his property out there, and he's always out there working, and I think it would be a good addition to the property, and I think it would be excellent, you know, for his children. They're going to have more kids, of course. I think it would be nice to raise a family and have the pond, you know. It's the greatest thing ever. Other than that, I don't think that it'll be, if you do decide to grant the opportunity to move forward on this, you won't be sorry because of the nicest looking pond in the joke or not. So, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
We'll pop up. Stacey Arbard, 9944 Lieutenant.
Okay. And do you swear the testimony you're about to give before the board is the truth? So, how do you
got? Okay. I did. So, we are Jake's neighbors directly to the east, and honestly, just here to give some support in case there was anyone that had concerns about neighbors. We have no issues with one being built. He does an amazing job throughout this week, and I would have no doubt that he would do the same with Hawk.
Goats and cattle and cakes,
yeah, they really are. Yeah, we call it snacks after our house. Yeah, we have carrots and apples. So, yeah, we have some fun.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Well, then I'm going to close the testimony at this point in time.
You need a second for that.
I'll second.
Thank you. Second by Stanton. On the motion, Stewart?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lines?
Yes.
And Ballmer?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I'm just waiting for you.
Okay.
we're looking at section 9.12 in Pines. And in 912A, they're permitted in the A district, C, M, and suburban residential districts, meeting area requirements and various safety and PNP criteria. In 9.12B, the design requirements, the proposed side slope, beach area, and depth meet the design requirements of the standards. In section 9.12C, the proposed setback from the right-of-way and the side yard exceeds the minimum. The applicant is requesting a variance of section 9.12B1, which requires minimum pond surface area 1/2 acre, or 21,780 square feet, in order to construct a pond of 9,600 square feet of surface area. In section 16.2C, variances which we need to look at. There's five criteria that should be met. One, unique circumstances of the property will not allow a 1/2 acre pond to fit between two existing buildings, a driveway, and pasture lane for the animals. And two, to conform to the standards, the construction would clear out over 1/2 acre of woods, which not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Number three, the hardship was not caused by the applicant. And number four, the variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district. And number five, the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief. So with that, I would move approval to grant a variance to section 9.12B1 to allow a 9,600 square foot surface area pond, as opposed to required 1/2 acre minimum pond size at 9996 LaPlante Road.
Second.
Second by Stanton. On the motion, Ross?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
And Lines?
Yes.
Okay,
Okay, if there's nothing business, then I move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.